Get everybody in here.
Thank you, Beth. Okay, before we go into the 2 p.m. council topics in order, I want to move up and talk about the goals and objectives of the pedestrian ad hoc committee while we have Mo here, and then we can set Mo loose and we can argue with each other.
So we can argue with each other about
future opportunities, future management opportunities. So, Mo, we want to get this thing started, and we have a couple things that we do want to achieve with this. And I'm going to say it. I know we've talked about it, and you've talked about it with Alan, but just so everybody else hears it, we'll have 2 council members on it, but we will be liaison functions, which will normally say, if you're heading in a direction or something we can help you with, here's what current ordinances say, here's what budget amounts are that we are spending, or that could be potentially expensive, etc. So that'll be myself and Alan. With that, then, we need to also figure out, we had thought about putting a beach access individual on that committee and putting a person from your committee onto beach access so that as we go forward, we're in sync with what I think will potentially be the 2 most important committees to the beauty and the livability of our town. So we will do that, and then we will come up with some subset of folks we will advertise, and I imagine we're going to get quite a few people. Some you may prefer. I potentially would be looking for people who would not be one item people. And by that I mean people who will continuously bring up one item when people are trying to move on and they have their own agenda. And specifically, this has got to be a town event. We move forward together, or you move forward together, and you'll be, I mean, you'll be dragging them along, Mo. So our thought is that we will take a look at the individuals, and particularly there are individuals in town who are on other town meetings and other town committees. It may be best if we can get some other views and ideas as well, just to look at. As Alan and I talked about this, Alan, you came up with a better name, actually. What was the name you came up with yesterday?
What did I say?
I don't remember. I would, if I remembered, I wouldn't ask you.
Come on, man.
Golly. Well, it was...
It had to, because we had talked about looking at plastics use, looking at a variety of things.
Sustainability.
Yeah, we were thinking about some type
about
of...
Write that down.
I don't know if...
Text it to yourself.
You can think about it, but we are actually thinking beyond just, but we're thinking about sustainability. What's going to make this a more beautiful place to be? And I liked your idea in your note about who's going to push the carriage, about, yeah, walk around town and see how easy is it to get around town, and what are some of the things that could be dealt with. Alan, you have anything you want to say to Mo before you let her talk? And
no,
I know she's excited.
I think we need to, as a council, decide how many people we want on the committee, and then let's go ahead and get it out. Let Beth and them get it out on the website, and you know, let's don't. We need, that's part of the process we can start now, and then goals and objectives for the committee and our topics and all those good things will come out of our committee meetings and our committee. We don't sit have to sit here. I don't expect us to sit here today and come up with all our goals and objectives. But if we can, and it may get into things like mass transit, it may get into things like how we future tourist use and how we can make our town easier for our citizens to do, you know, and then they're talking about the plastic bags. It could be a gamut of many different things. And as the committee goes, we may have to find other topics. Hopefully we conquer things and check them off the list and we go on to something else that can be of use to the town.
Yeah, now when you are operating your committee, we are not voting people within your committee because we would be voting up on anything you bring forward.
Right.
Right? So we would not be voting elements of your committee. We'd listen, participate to the extent you want us to, but we would really be the liaisons into the council. And I guess my question is the two of us aren't in your committee count, but somebody from Beach would be. So my thought would be, what do you think would be a good size for a committee like that? I don't know if you want it. I don't think we want it too big, or you're going to have, or I don't think you want it too small, but.
Well, according to Mike Hoffer, the committee chairperson for the Carolina Beach Biked Committee, he's like, the smaller the better. But, you know, we need to have as many different viewpoints.
Right.
So, you know, I was on another committee that had six on it. You know, that seemed like a fair amount. I think 10 might be too many. But then again, you know, I want to have a diverse, I mean, I'm a very inclusive person. So to me, the more the merrier. But I do get what Mike was trying to say to me was, you know, you don't want to get scattered and have too many, you know, go in too many different directions.
But our committee meeting will always be open to the public. And if somebody wants to come and offer suggestions, or you want somebody to come and give us a presentation on something, or any type of value to it, they just wouldn't have the voting if the committee was to take a vote on something to present to council. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I see this committee also, one big part of it being education for the community. And, you know, like even bike laws, or, you know, there's an organization that would come here and do a whole day bike class, and not just riding bike, but, you know, the laws and different things like that. So, I've already got like a million things swirling in my head, and six.
I think six.
Keep an odd number because you have to vote on anything.
Yeah, right.
I meant seven.
That's great advice.
Seven would be perfect.
Yeah. Or she could not vote and only be a tiebreaker. Either way, I mean,
if it's even numbered, you'll never be a tiebreaker.
Well, that's true. No, I guess you're right.
I could live with seven. I could live with five. I mean, I think seven may be better for me.
Good looking.
You okay at seven?
Yes.
We'll see if we can fill it then. Yes, that's consent. Well, gentlemen?
Well, I did have a question, not
about
the number.
Yeah.
But when we talked about it at council, it was bike ped oriented. I know.
Yeah.
And I see that as we later today get into goals as a separate heading, multimode transportation, as opposed to bringing up, cleaning up the beach and stuff, and you use the word environment, or sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
And I see sustainability, the environment, and natural resources as an entirely separate topic to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how you're going to combine that into one.
My opinion on that is that the goal is to make our town more accessible to pedestrians and tourists too, hopefully, but it's really to make it more accessible for the town. The Greenway discussion, though, that's probably what precipitated this, and we do want to solve this question about how do you get bikes safely through our town.
Sure.
There's probably a way for us to do that, identifying things using our land, either our streets or our land along Fifth Street or something. I mean, I don't know what the right answer is, but there are things we can look at. But I think that a singular question item, you won't gather the interest, I don't think, of enough people to stay with it. And that's what we thought about sustainability. You could work two or three things at one time, or the chairman can set the priorities. We're looking at this, we're looking at this, we're looking at this. Or you could sign out to people, I want you to go take a look at something like this. Because people who get on here better expect to work and not just come in and go, this is what I think.
Or complain.
Yeah. So I think bike is a big piece of that. I do. And probably one of the early pieces that we should try to solve because so many people are interested in that. But once we get some type of a solution, and oh, by the way, no solution is going to be permanent. Whatever we come up with, after we've done it, we're going to find ways to make it better. And we will make it better. But so I was just, my personal hope for this committee is that we will come up, we'll determine why I want the beach folks involved. We'll come up with, here's where we think we ought to add some bike racks. By the way, which TDA funding could cover. So I want to, here's where bike racks ought to be. We ought to put them at here, here, and here. And the beach folks might have an issue with that or say, what have you thought about putting them here? Because they'd be better for beach use, or whether it be we put up special garbage cans, those fish cans or whatever the heck somebody was talking about. Or whatever we're doing, it's going to involve the beach. Would be, once you get past biking, I think most of the people to get downtown or even working around, the beach is a big part of it. And I would think that I would like to see the beach committee be engaged, as well as I'd like to see more engaged with the beach committee to say, ask questions about, well, have you considered this, right? I guess that's my thought. I don't know if you have any other thoughts,
no,
Alan.
No, I'm free.
I don't see that. I understand the tie mm-hmm. to the beach. The beach yep. is what draws people down.
Yeah.
But once you get there, you don't have the multi-mo up and down the beach that I see this committee doing. This committee, to me, is getting people to the beach.
Well, it's not getting to the beach and getting people around the beach, right? It could
but
be,
it's not keeping the beach clean.
No, it's not keeping the beach clean, no. But when you talk about something like sustainability or plastic bags or any of that type of stuff, it does help the town. And if you don't have plastic bags, they're not going to be on the beach.
No, I understand.
Right?
I just see
so,
that under a whole topic.
Yeah.
To me, it's different.
So
in sustainability and natural resources.
Right. But, yeah, but in normally, I would think bicycles, golf carts, walking, crosswalks, whatever you can think of, or whatever Mo can think of, I'd be looking for them to think about how they can improve it, make it better, make it easier.
Charging stations for...
What?
Charging stations for cars and stuff like that for electric cars.
For the future.
A lot of places, yeah. We may get, that may pick up more. Some places are putting them in. There's, grants that's going to get for that too. So, there's a lot of things outside the box we're going to think about.
Could maybe we want to identify an Uber parking area.
I'll so make a suggestion to Mo on how to get the bikes through the town faster on 5th.
Yeah. So, but, yeah.
So, to advertise for the committee, what is the date and time that I should be advertising for?
When would you like to meet? You want to meet every third Tuesday? Once on third Tuesdays, on first Mondays, whatever works for your schedule. And
so
what time?
If we want to make a recommendation to council at the 17th, February 17th meeting, we need to have them in by the week before. So,
if you want to put it on the consent agenda, I need it by the 13th.
No, what he's talking about is, you mean that if there are ideas, when ideas mature,
by the 13th.
They should have their...
But if we're going,
they're not going to be at every meeting, obviously, because it's going to take time
to develop. No, what I'm saying is, if we want to bring forth the committee members that we recommend, that we recommend to the council to appoint, mm-hmm. if we could get it the week before, the week of the 10th, sometime the week of the 10th, depending on schedules, then we could put it on the agenda for the 17th of February.
I think it's the 18th because President.
It's the 17th. We're not closing.
Yeah, that's not a federal holiday.
It's not a real holiday.
That's not a real holiday.
Yeah. So,
George.
So, but the so the only thing that I think the recommendation there is that you think of a second weekday that you would like to have your meeting on, the second Tuesday, second Wednesday, Thursday, Monday of the month.
Okay, Thursday.
Thursday, second Thursday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be 6 to 8, 6:30 to 9. What do you think?
Does it have to be in the evening? Well, I guess the people work in the, 6 to 8.
6 to 8?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We will advertise for...
Well, we're just taking application for committee members now.
Yeah, we are.
And say we'll meet on the 13th and then...
You may want to form the committee and let the committee weigh in on the time and date.
That's probably a good idea because we need people to, could but be we need in to the applications afternoon, in like and 4 to 6, that's
good point.
A better time,
good
I think.
Point.
Why don't you say applications have to be in by the 11th of February, which is a Tuesday. Then that gives us time to look through them and decide on if we want to interview any of the candidates or if we're just going to bring forward the people to the council to appoint.
Okay.
You'd have to do it that day because she finalizes the agenda the 12th. The next.
We'll then do it the 10th.
The 10th. Is it 7 full members? Or are you going to have alternates?
6 members. No,
I'm one.
No alternate. Mo's already on the committee. Yeah. 6 additional members and no alternate.
You don't even need to tell them how many members.
Yeah.
You just need just to ask for.
That's true. May only have 5 of them.
Yeah, you may only get 5 people who are interested.
What if you get 10?
If you get 10,
then we'll back down to 6.
Then, well, we will.
Yeah, we're just accepting members, application for people for the committee.
Yes. So that's what it'll be.
And then the other people, if there are extra people that don't get appointed to the meetings, to the committee, they can always come in and sit.
Certainly. That's absolutely correct. They can attend any meeting, listen, express an opinion, but as the chair, you will be, when you call votes, you will only be looking at your ad hoc members. Of course, it doesn't even really have to come down to vote. It could be like consensus or whatever. Hey, we want to get council's opinion on this.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm excited to see what can be generated because...
Well, then the committee itself will create our mission statement.
Correct.
Sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And your name, basically.
We'll find
whatever
out
you
that.
Want it to
yeah.
be.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any questions for us, Mo? Or?
Nope.
Oh, she's got questions. She just
well.
No, I'm really pleased and I appreciate, the direction that the whole town is going. Joseph, you did a great job on TV. I saw that on my phone, actually.
I've been interviewed twice on television. These gentlemen need to carry their share of the weight.
And as long as he keeps writing letters, they're going to keep asking him
yes.
to be on TV. So.
Yeah.
One letter I've ever written.
Yeah. I mean, I just really do appreciate that we're moving in a direction that's... Because we all want the same thing. We want mm-hmm. safety for our residents, our businesses, our visitors, the babies in baby carriages, people mm-hmm. on a wheelchair, somebody riding a bike like me that might fall off. So, I think we're all on the mm-hmm. same page here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking
Thank you
time
for
to come
being willing to bite onto this one.
Yeah. All done?
All done.
Okay.
Thank you, Mo.
Thank you, Mo.
Thank you.
Okay, we're back to recycling. You gonna make us feel better?
Sure.
Sure.
I know you've had some correspondence, I guess, over the last month or so at different points in time about recycling.
Yes.
And this is just fee information. I know that there's all the other things that are behind what's driving the fees. And
mm-hmm.
So all I did here was just to give you some basic information to start with, which is what's been the fee history here in Cary Beach, if you're not aware of what that is. And you can kind of see how, you know, it started, I believe, in what I could find in 2007 and how it's changed since that point in time, where it started at $2.02, but that was also when there was only the small bin, I think, that everybody
had. Oh, yeah, yeah, the bin.
Where now we have a much larger cart, which, you know, at this point, the fee is $8.15 per month.
I saw one of the bins this week. A guy was putting his groceries in the back of his pickup truck with one of those recycling bins. I saw it.
So they came
they're
in
still
handy
out
or something.
There. Yeah, they was in good shape.
So, you know, this is where we are right now. The fee has already been raised once during this current fiscal year, so it's on there. It was revised. Council voted to increase it back then at their August meeting.
What are we paying them?
Well, that's what I'm going to show you right now.
Oh, okay.
At that point in time, lead me on. At that point in time when we did that, we were paying them $8.15.
Right.
Soon thereafter, what this shows actually is the scale that waste management goes by. But I looked over at Nancy and she was shaking her head. This is waste management's scale. It's based on what they pay per ton to the recycle processor, and that fee, the waste management per can fee, also includes a 10% fuel or environmental surcharge that we get charged. So right now, when we set the rate, we were at the 8.15. Where are we now? Or at the red number. So right now we are already behind again at this point in regard to what we're.
So Arlen, during this time of year when people don't put their, aren't here and the cans aren't out, so we're actually paying by the ton, not by the, I mean, we charge people by the can, but we're technically paying by the ton.
We're paying by the can. Waste management determines
their
per can fee based on that scale that's on the left side.
Which is why, if you want to go to 2 times instead of 4 times, you still may get the same tonnage.
Right.
And maybe they would raise
their fee if they're, you know, they'd have to be in
the
contract.
And with rentals and stuff, we couldn't ever do 2 weeks at a time.
No.
We just got information just like 2 days ago about what is the current charge per ton. It's at 93. We're still in the $8.38 line. Right now, waste management's charge per ton is $93.10. So as long as it stays in that range, you know, with the charge per can will be $8.38. You know, if it would go below $90, we could actually see a reduction. Hasn't been gone that way, if it goes over $99.99, then we're going to see another increase.
How long has that fuel surcharge been around? Forever.
Forever.
They've never got rid of it, basically.
Well, it's a fuel and environmental charge.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. What disposing of oil for me?
So, you know, already right now, as we're talking, the rate we're charging residents is actually below what we are paying waste management. So that just shows, you know, what the information they provided us was up to the $149.99, so you can see how the fee would change based on that per tonnage charge.
Now, in the summertime, is this based on our tonnage, or is that based on what they're paying somebody for?
It's based on what they're paying somebody.
Oh, what they're paying somebody.
Right.
Okay. So it does come down to how many containers you have and how often they have to pick them up.
Well, no, because it's a per ton.
Yeah, per ton.
So that shouldn't matter. It's what they have to pay the processor per ton.
Right, right.
So if we have more tonnage, it doesn't matter. It's still
it doesn't
per
matter.
Ton cost.
That's what I meant when I said it's really how many cans and how many cans they have to lift up. Actually, they charge for every can in town, whether they lift it or not, because it's you're paying for the privilege to have recycling.
Correct.
Right. So.
But it doesn't matter how many tons they picked up.
Yeah, not for us, because it's their processing fee for so many tons.
But that's how it relates back to what they're charging us, and in theory, what the town should be charging the residents. So. Like I said, right now we're charged. Our rate is 8.15. It really needs to be 8.38.
Cool. Well, it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Well, that's as long as they're at $93 a ton right now.
It's at 93.
So it'll be there for the next $6.
Oh, they only go by 6 months?
Oh no, monthly.
Monthly.
Every month we get
a change.
There's an email that says what the rate's going to be.
Well, it could go up.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it go down.
No.
And if the processing, you know, whoever processes the recycling, if there's not a market for glass or plastic or whatever it is, then our cost is going to go up.
Yeah. Well, so it shouldn't go above the landfill cost, because they would just send it to the landfill if they can't
make
any money. So what, and Jimmy probably knows this off the top of his head, but what's the per ton landfill cost? There should be a max somewhere, right? Because eventually they'll just charge us and they'll take it to the landfill and they'll make the upcharge, right? So can they not, do they have, are they at least saying we won't increase faster than this monthly?
They're going to look at what they're...
Because they're going to give us a yearly contract, right?
Right, but the contract says it can change based on this.
Yeah. There's no caps or anything? It's just totally open?
We just have a period, we could... tell them, I forget what the time period is, but
can we say every quarterly instead of monthly, so then we could do quarterly changes, because this isn't locked in the budget, right?
This is truly price in effect at time of service.
They're going to do it every, I think the way the con, they're going to do it every month. They're going to look at it, what are they paying, that's what they're going to charge us. Now it's just hard to say what's going to happen. I mean, we could stay in this category, the 90 to 99.99, for a year, who knows.
Right.
Or next month, it could be in the next category.
Yeah. And you just don't want to be changing people's fees every month.
Well, that's why I just put that, that I think
there you
effective go. Today, we need to raise it to the 8.38, so it's a 23-cent increase.
Right.
And then we say what we're going to do. And I just threw up there quarterly, okay.
Yeah,
we'll look at it no matter what happens.
That's right.
Once a quarter, we're going to look at it and determine whether we need to do something.
Yeah, that's what I was proposing. Yeah, I think that's exactly right.
Okay, so I'll probably sit down with you, Arlen, and we'll put a letter out on this saying we're moving 8.38. This is why, and we have no control over this, but we're going to have to pass the costs on.
Well, what we believe is important.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to speak for council, but recycling is important. Right,
Americans
need to learn how to figure out how to do it.
No way we can do away with it.
Especially Curie Beach. So some towns are doing away with it, but that's the wrong thing to do, and it's not what Curie Beach does.
But I would be curious. I would like to know, of the tonnage they collect from us, how much of it do they actually have to send to the landfill? And there's twofold question. One is, do we need to do away with certain type of, some places have eliminated glass because there's not a market.
Right.
In their area for glass, or we may need to do a better educational component with our citizens not to contaminate it by putting the things in it they shouldn't put in there.
Only if they're going to give us a break on
it. Doesn't give you a better price.
If the contract said, we will report to you how much was spillage. I think they call it spillage. They have a name for that. Contamination, right? There's a different name than contamination. But if they said, we will give you a discount if you have 10% versus 20, which we should ask them, Arlen, because that's a great idea. Look, if you measure contamination, can you prorate our contract? And then if we can get our citizens to do better, that helps them
and helps us. Yeah.
Because if they can write that in the contract and measure it, just like with water, we can then encourage people to do the right thing.
My understanding that if the carts are contaminated at pickup, they're not being reported and being in.
I can promise you this.
That's not true.
I bet you my cart has been contaminated more than once. and they've never not picked my cart up.
It was just the beach cart. They stopped picking up the town's ones, but not individuals, I don't think. Because I'm sure mine's been.
And that's another road we need to go down, because I think Jimmy and her are picking the carts up.
Yeah, that's
and
what she's saying.
And throw them in the trash more than.
Well, that's because she's saying they don't pick them up. Because
those
don't.
They have diapers in them and dog poop bags and everything.
Yeah, we should take those off and not pay for them.
Well, we actually did.
Well, we did.
I think. We did.
There were five of them, I think, that were removed. So I forget the number now, like about 20 that are left or something like that.
Yeah, because and they were like $47 a piece or something like that.
Yeah,
so whatever we do here, then we have to be prepared for the follow-on question. The follow-on question is you know what? I'm glad you guys want to recycle, but at $8.38 a month, I don't.
Nope. Then move.
Sell your home.
Nobody said you have to. Sell your home. Use that to pay for it.
Sell your home, you stinker.
It's the right thing to do. I mean, Americans got to figure out, because the landfills are filling up too. This is a horrible thing. We suck at it. Yeah, we're the worst country in the world. Yeah. And it's not even close.
Do we have a motion for the...
I make a motion we make the fee effective to the town's costs, because it shouldn't cost taxpayers a different way, and that Craig work with Arlen to send a letter out explaining the council's position.
I would like to see. How about the effective rate being for February?
I make a motion to increase the monthly recycling fee by 23 cents effective January 31st, 2020.
I'll second Joe's smarter motion. There you go.
I can read well.
I'll second Joe's smarter motion.
NC State, right?
So we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
What do we pay for our pickup on the garbage? What are we charging for that?
When you say our pickup, you mean
on the beach?
No. Our cart. What do we pay for our cart?
For garbage?
Yeah. Yes.
The second cart costs more, I remember.
Right. I think right now we're at the first cart, I think, is $7 for residential.
$7.40. Yeah.
The second cart is $14.
Yeah. Yeah.
Second or anything beyond $1 is $14 per cart.
So $7. Okay.
Well, that's the issue.
And that's still less than we cost.
That's right.
Yeah,
well, we should. Yeah.
Yeah, that cost is probably up higher than. By the time you're paying the retirement on the employees and all the
We looked at it in like now 2010 or something. It was the last time I remember looking at it.
If we allowed people to contract for their own garbage, I don't know what those charges normally come in at.
Everybody pays one. We don't allow that.
No, I know that, but I'm just thinking that if that happened,
I don't think we're obligated to pick up garbage, but
I mean unincorporated areas,
they'd be at least $20 a month, I would think, at least, and then you get.
I have to ask my daughter, because I just want to make sure that if that comes up, you know, you can say, well, that's incredibly.
Well, Carolina
more
Beach
expensive.
Hasn't contracted out, so you could just look at their.
I forget the last time I looked. I forget if there's included recycle and garbage. I haven't looked recently what their rate is, though. But
I wasn't actually thinking of a town outsource.
Individual.
I was thinking about you individually want to go make your arrangement with Pink Trash. Go ahead and see what it costs. But even I wouldn't say that, but I'm just curious.
But even then, it's still collective. They have to have a certain number within a certain range, I believe,
before
they'll do it.
I mean, the unincorporated, I'm just going to, I think my daughter pays almost 20.
You've got five different companies. You've got five different garbage trucks driving around town.
Right.
I think my daughter pays like $25 or something for garbage.
How much?
I think it's closer to 25.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's still
a
deal.
In the county, I'm sure. Yeah.
It's still a deal. People won't recognize it. Oh, is that? Yeah, you're in the unincorporated area, right? And
you pay
26.
Yeah.
So 15 ain't so bad.
Well, that's if you have two cans. If you just have one can, most people.
Well, I know.
I have two cans in my house because my people can't recycle either. But most people only have one can.
Yeah.
If you drive around.
7 and 8, you got 15.38 as opposed to 26.
Yeah, and you have recycling and trash.
Right. That's right. So, okay.
Since the recycle guy picks up the individual cans.
Yes.
And if I have contamination, does that contaminate the whole truck? Does the whole truck get devalued?
Well, you would assume that some types of contamination create a problem. That's why they don't put pizza boxes in. Don't put, you know, make sure you wash out your cans, wash out your bottles.
That's just a
help. Well, that's not a problem.
Town,
yeah.
Can one...
No, no.
I mean, when they dump that
stuff on the floor of the recycling center, and then the contaminated stuff is what goes out the other end, or as those guys pull it off the line, it goes in a dumpster to be taken to the landfill.
Well, yeah, if you go back to the processing charge fee per ton, that's why, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the reason, well, there's two reasons it goes up. One is because they don't have a market. The other part is how much contamination they have to deal with. We can't fix the market, but we could fix the contamination. That's why it'd be interesting if they would say, one, I don't know if they don't mix ours in Carolina Beach. I don't know if it's the same company, because that would be a problem.
I don't think it's the same company.
It's waste management. Somebody's cousin.
What is it? Waste Industries. It's not
so. So then, if it was just our town, and they would put in the contract, look, if you guys are less than 20%, our processing charge goes down, and then we'd be glad to work with you, right? And if you don't, then it goes up, because then we could tell our citizens, look, you could help us out. I don't know. If they're not willing to do that, then I don't know that we waste the time, right? We'll just help them make a lot of money.
But it's all going to the same recovery center for processing, so they're not going to know that the recyclable for Curie Beach are all clean and what the next.
It's still got to be a batch, though. I mean, it's a truck at a time, so they wouldn't. They could know. I don't know if they are that smart about it. Yeah. It's worth asking, right? If they say no.
I mean, if you just pose it that we're looking at ways to...
Help us both.
Help us out and to explain to our citizens a better way they can recycle so you don't have the contamination,
right.
They may be willing to work with us.
Right.
It may be worth the conversation.
Okay. Did we all vote on that last... I don't think we did. All in favor of the... Did we vote in the motion?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
We did.
Increase.
Okay. Age. What can I say?
Amen.
And then you're going to come back quarterly to us with...
whether we need to adjust or not.
Mayor's not supposed to vote unless he's tired anyway.
Okay. What?
Nothing. I was picking up John. Sorry. Apologize.
It's all right. Okay. Well, we're going 8:38, and we're going to tell folks they may go up. And it's still a deal. And we still want to recycle.
Help me, folks.
And if you don't believe me, just ask Joseph.
Yeah. Exactly. I will say this, guys. High Point had their own recovery center, and that's a city the size of Wilmington. But they lost about $600,000 a year in dust. What we couldn't recycle and what it cost to sort, but we also operated our own landfill. So we looked at it as we were benefiting from not putting the stuff in our own landfill. But when the market falls out, you can't do anything about it.
Yep.
And they spent like they were in the process of spending $3 million on just the plant itself to modernize, to take care of all those temps they had to have sorting during the busy times of year.
Okay. What's the next item? Stormwater fees.
Fosters.
You lighten us up some more.
Drainage study.
Drainage study is on the agenda.
What?
Drainage study looks like it's next. I don't know what we're going to talk about with
that. Oh, I was just going with the charts. Sorry. Let's keep Arlen flowing, and then we'll go to the rest.
Craig, you're right on track with Arlen.
Yeah.
Are we going to skip drainage study, or are we coming back?
We're going to come back to drainage.
I'm not sure what that discussion was actually going to be. So, you know, this was.
I didn't ask to put it on, but I'm sure it's the one we're doing. I assume.
It's about 50% done, right?
Yeah, it's about 50% done. So we'll get an update at the February meeting. There's not really anything to talk about, unless Jimmy asked for it. Did someone else ask for it?
No, I think.
Council items.
Yeah, they're council items. I can't remember.
Well, it's still mine, but it's. Okay, I don't have any update for that one. That's why there's no presentation.
But it might have been.
It could have guessed assumed by my outside.
We
solved that one.
We were going to talk about it. Maybe it's more part of the budget. Is on the drainage study. Do we want to go to C and D?
Yeah, he has a.
That's
few
what we're
going to
talk to.
Yeah, he put placeholders in right now.
Well, I put it into those projections I did. Not,
right. Oh, okay.
So it's in the money.
All the remaining phases.
All right.
And I said Jimmy would bring us, once we know in February, we'll bring something. So we just put a placeholder in right now with
right.
no number.
So when we actually do the budget, I mean, we should, right. You know, when we get closer to that point, then, you know, March, April,
I kind of see it as part A and part B.
Yeah.
Part A is fixing the things they find, and then B, whether we move forward with the other parts of town.
Well, yeah. that's true. I mean, but putting a placeholder in there is helpful because even if we decide to use the placeholder to fix the
right.
16 items
that's
they
right.
give us.
Yeah, that's right.
So so that's really what it was about. If you're going to go, keep going, and if you got the placeholder, you got it.
Yeah.
So, okay. So we can go to stormwater.
So a couple months ago, I think I sent out some of this information to council. So first, I was just going to start with just this is the history of the Curie Beach stormwater, residential stormwater fee. So that you started in fiscal year 7 at $4.62, significantly increased in fiscal year 2012, with the intention being to pay for all the projects that we've recently paid for.
Yep, that part.
There's also some other fees out there too, besides the residential fee. There's a separate fee for duplexes, so it would be currently is $6.40 per.
So it'd be
duplex.
$12.80 per the lot.
Correct.
So it's more than a single family record. Mm-hmm.
And I'm putting that here because it'll factor into something I'm going to recommend down the line here. So, and then commercial ranges. I guess when they were originally set was based on what impervious area for.
So impervious square
right,
footage.
Right now,
that's right.
For commercial, it ranges anywhere from $5.42 up to $88.11. And I could give you a list if somebody wants it at some point of which commercial properties pay what rates, all between them.
Bud Joe's or something, it's going to be $5.42.
And this includes the Air Force Base as well as the aquarium, right?
No.
We do not do the Air Force Base because we do not manage their stormwater.
The only thing that we have in relation to, you know, there's some water and sewer. Things, but not stormwater.
Same thing with the aquarium.
Not all of
no,
it. Some of it comes
no
through
stormwater.
Ours.
So we go to
right.
Ocean, do
you? No, 4.1.
Well, I thought we were handling all
the ridge
all
is right off. There at the.
I guess you wouldn't.
First seashell lane, and then it drops to the other side.
Okay.
Right now we have about 108 accounts that get charged at duplex.
Okay.
So. The next thing I'm going to put up here, again, I had sent this out to you a couple months ago, but this is from the University of UNC Environmental Finance Center, the same one that we get the information on our water and sewer rate comparative information. They also do stormwater rates, and this was data, the most current data they had was as of July 2018, and this would only reflect towns, of course, that reported their information to the Environmental Finance Center. And this is residential fees at 3,000 square feet of impervious area. So, you know, based on that, we're the fifth highest in the state. See, Carolina Beach
that's
is the second.
That's everyone?
That's everybody that reported.
Wow. Okay.
And I don't remember exactly the number of towns. I don't know if that was right there. Who actually, how many towns throughout the state reported? I'm not sure.
And with 30 inches of rain, John, we had how many properties that actually had damage? Five? Damage to the habitable area. How's that?
Like 20-some.
20?
Yeah.
So 1%. Okay.
So I just put that for comparative purposes, and there's different ways that towns calculate or come up with their fees, and so I listed out the fee structures. I mean, we are a flat fee. So no matter what the square footage, impervious square footage is, it's the same fee. There's some others that are a tiered flat fee. So if we look at Charlotte, I mean, if the 4,000 square foot residents would have a higher than 1544. And then there was this, a couple have this equivalent residential unit calculation. Mm-hmm. Not too many. You see, it's only like 2% of the towns, and so it's just a more complex calculation. That's all.
John, is the square footage in the tax record so that's easy to pull as an Excel spreadsheet or not? Because that could be an easy work or it could be really painful, which I'm not proposing. I was just interested.
And then, I could probably request it. I don't think you can do it right off the website, no.
Yeah, okay. I was just wondering. Yeah. I didn't even know if it's even in there, honestly.
Square footage is there.
It should be in there.
All right, hold that impervious surface.
Yeah, because they tell you the lot size every time you buy something. It's 5,062 square feet, or it's.
Well, I was talking about for the building structures.
Oh, I thought
that's the perfect. They have a sketch showing the coverage. Yes.
Okay. Thanks. Never mind. Sorry to debt.
But can you pull that without having to go to every single?
Pretty sure you'd have to go to every single one.
Yeah.
Figuring.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, for put it back up a minute, please, just a moment, for. 2,300 folks.
Ooh,
that's a degree of efficiency there. Well, maybe not.
Well,
not totally.
There's another interesting. This is for 3,000 square foot of impervious surface, and we don't do it. So there's a bunch of people that may be in this top 10 highest that aren't up there because of the way they wrote that.
Could be, yeah.
That's fine. It doesn't matter. It's good data.
3,000 was kind of looked at as like an average.
Good Lord.
I guess in this. Yeah. So that's why I picked that. And then, I mean, like I said, like for Charlotte, if we were using 4,000, well, it would be higher than 1544.
Yeah.
John.
For anybody at a flat fee, it would be the same.
That's right.
What would somebody's impervious surface be, say, in Beachwalk?
Well, Beachwalk has its own restrictions, but generally speaking, the town's 65%, which is for a 55,000 square foot lot, 3250.
Now,
so that would be right at
basically. Carolina Beach, I think, is like 2600 max on a 50 by 100, something like that.
Yeah. This is based on the footprint, right, of the foundation, not on the total square foot of the home. It's just the foundation.
Yeah. Anything covered by roof or concrete.
Yeah, so I at first was thinking, oh, maybe there's an opportunity along the 45 and 5,000 square foot homes on the line, on the beach line, but that wouldn't.
Well, your percentages of impervious are going to stay the same.
Yeah.
And those lots are bigger. Actually,
just
because they go to the beach,
but more impervious.
Yeah, they don't really contribute very much.
Yeah,
it
wouldn't help.
No, they don't.
It wouldn't help.
But
so.
They pay for it.
They do. That's right. So that's anyway. We're good. I think flat fees the way I recommend we try to stay. But I agree with Arlen addressing what it is the issue.
Right. And flat fee is like over 70% of the towns are reported use that.
You know, I'd be curious to know how many of these towns. Started a stormwater program, how long they pay, people paying into it. We started, what, 2007?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from what I could determine.
So I bet you Chapel Hill or Greenville, places like that, probably started collecting stormwater way before we did.
1890.
Well, they weren't sandy. So the problem manifested a lot sooner.
So then what I have here is, well, what would happen if we changed that rate? And what I listed across there is the residential rate at 871, but if I say a 10% increase, I'm looking at what's the revenue increase across all stormwater rates. So it just shows various increase levels. The bottom line down there is the what I'm estimating as the annual increase in stormwater fee revenue. Mm-hmm. And I threw that last category at 55% out there. That would match Carolina Beach's rate at $1,350.
Hmm.
That's good. We just got to figure out how much we need on the other side when we understand closer in the budget stuff. But this is great data.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I went ahead and made some what I'm just suggesting, and it's to do something now. And what I put in here was 25%. And if I say why 25%, well, because I picked somewhere in the middle or whatever. But I think we need to start to take some form of action, maybe sooner than later, because as we talked, we're already going to be spending down our stormwater fund balance even more this year.
We've already spent it.
Right. So do we wait till July 1st as part of the new budget cycle, or do we do something now? So I'm throwing this out as a now. It's just a recommendation that would make the new residential fee $10.89. Part of that also would be to kind of do away with the duplex fee and do more on what I'm going to call a residential unit. Because right now we have some properties that have like an apartment. They're being charged the residential fee. So looking at it that way, it's like, well, a duplex, why shouldn't they? Mm-hmm. They should be charged the residential fee, each one. That's mm-hmm. my take on that. So, so that suggests, is here too. Again, just a suggestion. And then if we're increasing the residential fee by 25%, also increase all of the commercial fees that we have out there by 25%. So at the bottom in the green, I have listed, well, what would that mean? Well, if we did that, that would mean, so for the February through June bills, we would have this new rate that would be an additional, a little over $26,000 of revenue. And then on a annual basis, almost $64,000.
Yeah, so my perspective is, I want us to be able to explain a fee increase, and doing it now, when we don't have a study, I don't really agree with Arlen. But I do agree with him that we're going to be raising the fee. I kind of like it with the budget. And I don't know that this is going to be enough, honestly, so that's why I would rather get all the numbers and do it one time. On the duplex thing, duplex is defined by the building inspector. And there's two different owners. I like that they're split. Because there's multiple duplexes or multiplexes. How are the multiplexes? They're commercial. So like the one on the four-tier right there on 4th Street, the brick one, the apartment across, like between I and H and I, that fourplex. I assume that's commercial then? I mean, it's not a duplex. So
I'm not sure.
Yeah. But I just think for the duplexes, they're...
This would make each one
residential. Oh.
I'm not saying as one. I'm saying that we would consider each one a residence.
You're even harder than I am. Never mind. Yeah. Okay,
That on some other things where, again, like I said, if somebody like has
trash.
An apartment, it's like, well, the primary residence is charged, the current $871, and so then the apartment is charged another $871. To me, that follows... That should come across the same theory to duplexes.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand. I thought you were considering one thing. If you're considering two, I'm with Arlen. Okay.
Well, I mean, that is a duplex.
What's that?
There's two units.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. But now, right now, it's 640 and 640.
As opposed to 1089 and 1089.
I'm saying if we kept the current rates, it would be 871 and 871, or if we raised it,
So they get a benefit because they're one 50 by 100 lot, but there's two property owners on a duplex, some of them.
So,
and what he's saying is, no, you treat the structures.
Mm-hmm. It's a flat fee.
But charge some other residents that have an apartment. Each one is charged the residential.
Because they're on separate water meters and stuff like that, right? Yeah. So they get separate power bills.
Well, they have separate water meters too. A lot of times, the duplexes. Yeah.
Okay, so what about Curry Dunes? What do you charge them?
They would get whatever.
Commercial would stay like it is.
So if we increase the residential rate by 25%,
What if there's not a separate meter?
That's all.
A duplex is defined by the building inspector. They're still going to pay this. Mm-hmm. Most duplexes.
What constitutes a commercial use of 3 units, 5 units, 10 units?
Well, he can give you the list, and you'll figure out how they did it.
I can show you who we're charging commercially. Some of these, are just, inherited things whenever this was first set up.
I mean, I'm curious as to what we do with Curie Dunes. I mean, with Ocean Dunes.
Right now, they're charged $871 per unit.
Okay, per unit. So they're considered a structure. So why wouldn't you do that? Why would you create a duplex differently.
Right. I'm with you. I know. I'm in favor of what Arlen's proposing on this part now. But I think that we should wait to change all the rates in the budget process at the same time as all our other fees, not do this different one. I understand we've got an external factor outside of council control for recycling, but not for this. And I don't think we should do this right now. We should finish the budget process and do it. If we need more money, raise it a little higher, but, and say we lost 6 months, but I don't think we should do it out of sequence. The recycling, you can explain this one, you can't explain, because we haven't even finished our stormwater fee. We just get into, why are you guys doing this? Well, we know we're going to have a problem. Well, how big is the problem? Well, we don't know yet. Okay, well, why don't you know?
Well, we would, I guess we would say, like, because this is the money that we have spent in the last 2 years on stormwater control.
Okay.
Right?
I mean, I'm just saying that's my...
Because the only thing I'm thinking about is he's talking about $1.13 here or something. Well, not at $10.89. I was thinking more like $10. But at $10.89, you're talking about what? You're talking about $2.
$2.18.
And how much are you adding on garbage?
Well, garbage, we haven't.
I mean recycling.
23 cents.
So $2.18. So you're under $2.50 to say, hey, we got I was hoping it was under $2. But now we're getting, because now people are going to start to look at that and say.
Right, and this is just a suggestion, and my main reason for doing that is the fact that knowing that we're already spending down more of the fund balance this current year.
Yeah, I understand. I'm just saying that right now there's not a single citizen in here, Nancy. She doesn't count as a citizen, though. She's still one of us. And we're going to change the fee without following our process, right? I think the recycling, we have a great reason for it. Hey, external factors. But this one, it's in our control. We're not going to get ourselves in a big hole waiting. If in 2 or 3 months we realize, oh my God, we're going to spend a lot, and we can do it then, and we got a good reason, even before the budget. But I think we let the study lie before we do this, because 2 months, it won't hurt anything. And do we really need the heat until we get into the budget? Let's take it all at one time instead of get shot at every other month.
Well, okay.
That's my perspective.
I'm okay with that. What I would do then is I would hold off on that drainage letter until I need it to justify the...
you could put this in the drainage letter.
Yeah.
This is why, because of the money we spent doing these studies, the ditch clearing, and the potentials that we have planned very rapidly.
I agree
but
with
I would not want
to
do
when to do it.
I would not want to do...
You can signal we're looking at it, and it's probably coming.
If we did 25% now, I would not want to do 25% in June. I'd rather do 50% in June or 50% now. And you said mention taking heat. I'd rather take heat for this now and then look at potentially the heat we might take for paid parking coming up down the road in 5 or 6 months. I don't want a two-headed dragon in the summertime.
You know what?
But if we don't
I don't care about taking the heat.
But we got the facts from our study, then we can determine what our needs are and raise the fee.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with Arlen that it's going to raise. I don't know that I agree how much, and I don't think we have a good sense for that yet. So why? In three months, we'll know. Because what if we have to raise it another 25%, like you said? I mean, that's the issue. Glad you're laughing. I'm sure this is some text.
John Batson chimed in with his opinion.
Nice. Good. That's right. Don't share it. You can just enjoy it quietly. There you go. I'm glad you made it.
John Batson doesn't have
So we've heard David's argument. Anybody else have anything to say? Anybody want to argue counter to that point?
No, I can't argue with that counterpoint.
I think we should do something now.
I like his argument.
Okay. We're going to hold on stormwater fees then until we have the budget identifying precisely what we need. Probably come in at like $10.89.
Probably so.
Yeah.
I'll buy Arlen a beer if we come in at $10.89. Well,
I'm going to go with the 50% and
I think it's going to be more too. But I think our citizens will understand that because they saw 20 properties have problems and other properties threatened during a storm. They didn't like it. So.
Mm-hmm.
And John, you're going to end up paying stormwater fees because the county's doing that now. So.
Yeah, they've already passed.
That's right. So, congratulations. And they'll probably never come out and do anything in your area where you are.
Yeah, that's right.
Because
right.
You're in the marsh.
I know, you're on the marsh.
And it won't be 1089.
Guys, I'm going to leave, and I'm sorry I'm leaving, but I hope to see you tomorrow. And if you can't come, that's okay, too. So, thank you.
See you later, buddy.
Later.
Okay, what's next?
Well, it's not on here, but I just threw something on here at the, for what I wanted to just bring up, and it was just to give you a real quick update, and I think I mentioned this earlier.
Sure.
But where we are with Hurricane Florence, and to date, we've requested a little over $477,000, and we received almost $419,000, so we're already in the bank.
Yeah.
There's another $58,000, a little over $58,000 that's we should get soon. When we had our meeting the other day, this is actually coming from the state.
Okay.
There was a person here from the state, too, and so I brought up, like, where's our money?
Yeah.
And so she sent back again, said it's, you know,
check
usual.
Us in the mail.
It's in progress or whatever. We, you know, we'll should be getting it soon. But, you know, this has been since October.
Define soon.
Nice job.
So hopefully we'll get that soon. And then there's one last category, the what's considered direct administrative costs, which...
Yeah, we didn't have any.
No, we do. That's like Karen's time, my time, Jimmy, Mandy put in some time with the insurance stuff. So my... guess right now is of, you know, the amount we're going to request will be about $10,000, but the state and federal government is still working on how this is all really going to play out. It was a new process starting in Hurricane Florence, so that's why we haven't even made a request yet, because they're not sure how they want to handle it.
Okay. Let's see, if they didn't have 50 people considering how to charge it and just paid it, they'd save money.
Right. True. So then for Dorian, you know, we have the debris removal. The estimate is at about $23,800. Emergency protective measures at about $45,000. And then the stormwater outfalls. This is a strange one a little bit, because we had FEMA site inspectors that came out. They valued the damage at approximately $51,000. Jimmy had gotten some quotes for repairs, but the quotes were not detailed at all in regard to what they included. Those quotes were, the lowest one was $20,000, and I think the highest one was $26,000. So I'm not sure where this one's actually going to come in at. But again, the FEMA site inspector put the damage at $51,000.
So probably should submit what they define as the cost.
Well,
or do we have to send in something? Don't we?
Well, the issue becomes in a case like this is if they give us $51,000 and we spend $20,000 to fix it, and in 5 years we have an audit, Hurricane Dorian, we could be paying back the difference.
Oh, I got it. Okay. All right. Well, then that makes a whole lot of sense.
But we also get into
this
strange,
is not like a tax return. Tax refund.
We also get into strange things that if they, again, because they came out and valued it, they may give us that no matter what. So we would almost be better making sure that we spend as close to $51,000 to do all the repairs. And, mm-hmm. and again, the quotes we have right now are basically one, not even, you know, it's just a couple words that says like repair outfalls, $20,000. Where their site inspectors are very detailed, like, you know, this many boards, this size board, this many bolts,
right.
This many, you know, so it's, you know, we're kind of comparing apples to oranges at this point. So, But it's still looking like that at a minimum we'd probably be at, you know, around $89,000 that we may get back. And I say may because we're still working the process here, that we may get back for Dorian.
And again, that goes back into the respective funds, right?
Correct.
Not general fund, okay.
I mean, the bulk of it will be the general fund.
Will it?
But, yeah. Because emergency protective measures, and so, you know, a lot of the police time, fire. Then the share of public works. Public works is split between three funds, so we kind of allocate it out based on that. So that's kind of the status of that. And Karen's done a great job in getting, for both hurricanes, getting all the stuff together and getting it to FEMA and meeting with them. And so it's.
Thank you, Karen.
And she still wants to work here too after all that.
She does. Okay. It's probably because of the coworkers.
I would like to recommend that when we get a little bit further down and some of these numbers are, and I don't necessarily mean all of them to the penny, but when we get some of the Dorian, we're real close on the Florence, there'll be a mayor letter to the town. I think we ought to highlight the fact that, hey, there's a half a million bucks that this town did not have to try to source, that the town staff put together, requested, and got to help our budget process.
It's not a bad idea. I'm trying to think about if you write that at the same time you're going to ask them to pay more money for everything, or if you it'd be just the timing thing, but it's true that, I mean, the staff did a great job on coming up with this, and it's not easy.
And a lot of these things, I mean, are actual reimbursement of actual costs that we had to expend, especially all the overtime. I mean, for Florence, there was, you know, $100,000 at least of overtime.
Well, maybe it could be one of those, Mayor, we were going to charge you.
Yeah, there you go. But now we don't have to. We're only going to charge you. Why? Because our town did such a good job.
That's right.
I do like that approach.
So that's all I got, unless anybody has any questions.
I have no questions. How about you, John?
No.
Joseph?
Great presentation.
Alan?
Wow.
No?
No,
okay.
Thank you all.
All right. Let's see, what else do we have on the agenda here? Oh, did you want to mention anything about the land use plan, or just tell us what's going on? I know you made a brief statement before, but
same thing I said earlier. Just it's all going to be pushed back a few months.
A few months.
Yeah, I would still. We have until 2022 now. I think June or July 2022, if I remember correctly. But I would like to get all this wrapped up under the current council, and we'll push this back. We'll get all the 160D stuff handled with P&Z first. And then we'll roll into the land use plan probably mid-year. So.
Okay. All right. You keep us on track with that one, Joseph. Any other topics before we bring Nancy forward? Any other topics that were?
Do we want to talk about the dredging, the navigation work?
Oh yeah. Why don't you want to talk about the aquifer?
Yeah, just an update, guys. After our meeting out at the port the other day, I've been working with Caroline Beach, and I have not heard back from them to address a letter to the stakeholders group that's part of the United States Army Corps of Engineers planning or permitting process that meetings are having, where they have so many stakeholders meetings, they take comments from people and everything. So, and that comment period is still open. So I'm going to draft, or the mayor and I will draft some type of a letter stating our position and the things that we're requesting from the stakeholders group. I'll send that out to everybody in advance to look over before we send it out. But I've sent the questions to Layton with the New Hanover County, and he has given me his comments and added a few words to it. So we're moving forward with that. Our only concern is where they're going to contaminate our water source. And there's tons of people, whether it's Latsu or whether it's the Audubon Society or whoever else is out there that's going to oppose it. There's going to be tons of opposition to it. And then you've got other communities like Southport, Oak Island, Baldhead Island that have all other measures or other concerns. And then you have Caroline Beach that's going to have concerns because it takes in potential impact for Snow's Cut or for the intercoastal waterway, the inlet. So there's a lot of many faceted parts to this, but I'll send it out for y'all to review before we send it into the court.
I have a couple of things.
Yes, sir.
One, do we think, the whole group, Should we have a heart attack unit in the hallway, one of those AED
crash device, box or whatever they call it,
defibrillators,
somewhere in this facility? Two, we drafted a no weapons in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And then our good attorney here took a cut at it, and then I took a cut at it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know where that is.
Yeah, I had actually brought that up earlier. We need to finish that.
Okay.
We need to finish that. We do.
And then, at least you four guys, and David, do we want to consider, and it can be any time, a some type of employee drug testing program?
That's part of my plan. That was part of my plan and goals on expanding my new hire employee enrollment. So I'll be bringing that to council.
Yes, so we'll take a look at that then when you bring that forward to council.
And then the other thing I would like to propose as we think about in the future is burying the power lines. And I know that would get expensive, but maybe if we did two blocks a year, by the time I'm dead, it would all be done.
Well, you're going to live to be 100, John.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It might be done. I do have a plan to make a triple digit.
I mean, we could certainly look at that. We should probably ask Jimmy, what do we think? Or I guess we'd have to ask Duke.
Right. I don't
know. Well, like, what is the running cost? I know that.
John, didn't they talk about it years ago? It was a couple million dollars
from the street back
to bury
the new building was buried. It's just the main drag.
Around $100,000.
It's not like you're just doing a square block.
And would I like to look out my windows and not see
eight
wires? Yes, I certainly would.
All the arguments about water intrusion.
So I think it would be probably close.
Somebody's figured all that out. $4 million at the most. Come to this town already.
But I know it was done a few years ago.
But it's something we certainly can.
Nancy, what they said 2 years ago.
We should get some ideas on. We can ask Jimmy to see if he can get us some ideas what that would cost. What?
Well, we buried downtown when we did K. We did one block of K and wrapped it around Atlantic to the park because the park was buried. Arlington, I'm thinking it was 8,000 to 100,000.
Yeah, that's what I just said to them, about 100,000.
Yeah, but Public Works did all of the digging. Somebody wanted to during that time because Duke comes in and does it, they'll do it. Wasn't that much more expensive, but if they get called out in the wintertime somewhere else for emergency, won't get done. But we also redid the streets and the sidewalks and put in landscaping and lighting. That's part. I think the actual Duke Energy portion was
53,000. Yeah, 50, 60.
So was that, so that was what, two blocks?
About a block and a half. Maybe.
About a block and a half?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
you could probably do come up K, the two or three blocks, for maybe around 300,000. But Duke will come out and give you a free estimate of what their costs. And they're the biggest.
Okay. That's probably what we'll need to do is get some type of estimate on what the running costs would be. Before I forget it, did we make arrangements for anything for tomorrow? We did.
Good morning, guys. Here.
Okay, thank you.
Mira took care of this morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So what else do we have?
Carolina Beach has a committee formed for the burying the power lines.
Do they?
And I think they're at like $6 million for the town of Carolina Beach.
I think that's
for the whole
low.
Town?
That's low.
I think that would be cheap.
I could be remembering incorrectly, of course. But I think it was $6 million.
I would think that'd be Canal Street. Canal Drive.
See, where your cost comes too, you got to run service from every house.
That's
got to be done
on
private property, and then you've got water and sewer.
Every one of those transformers becomes a buried thing. Or one on the ground or on somebody's property, right? Yeah. Like they all are in areas, so.
But the businesses on K were thrilled because they had a lot of brownouts.
Yeah.
Often And they took that opportunity to upgrade their electrical systems. Ron Duke was on site. The town helped with that. So if you looked at nothing else but okay, and then maybe a couple blocks on each side on the commercial district, that's your initial.
Okay. Well, we have 3:30, Nancy. We could either have our discussion about goals or let you talk. So
I'll be quick.
All right. Let's have you talk.
May just may in 7 minutes, if you don't mind.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Good to be seen in this.
It is. Better than talked about, I reckon. This is just, I'm here at your...
Oh, you give me two of them.
Oh, you pass them this way. To get formal authorization for me on behalf of the town to submit a grant application to the Clean Water Management Trust Fund. This is for six infiltration systems for six sites south of K. We did a feasibility study last year that wrapped up in June that came back saying we had plenty of room with water table depth and acreage and so forth. And the feasibility study recommended that we move forward with installing these infiltration systems at all six sites. The systems are a little oversized. They're designed to catch 80-95% of the stormwater to capture and divert it from the outfalls into the dunes to treat it and to protect dune infrastructure from the outfall infrastructure. As you know, Carl was talking about with the last two hurricanes, we had to replace all of them. We also had, we came close to having structural damage at H, where we had just done a new ADA crossover because the pipe blew right there in that location. I think there was another location too. We kind of started the whole conversation about this. We did apply for a FEMA rehabilitation grant for this. We did not get that. We also have one application into the Attorney General's office. It's an environmental enhancement grant with some settlement funds from some legal process that we reduced the total project down to four sites because of the limited amount that they would fund for each project, but they received 93 applications. I don't have a real good feeling that we'll see that money. Coastal Federation thinks that we will, that we have a good shoe in, but we won't know until April. The Clean Water Management Trust Fund is the only other funding source, and that grant's due. Monday. The total project is $835,369 to do all six sites. I do have a Department of Transportation. We involved them in the beginning, their hydraulics and engineering stormwater program. They will come to the table and pay $167,000, which is the design cost of that total project. They'll pay that out of their pocket, and they'll hire the engineering firm to do that. We won't have to do any match. So that leaves a total balance of $668,287. We would need to do, or I would recommend that we do at least a 20% match with Clean Water Management. So the town's match would be $135,000 cash and $5,000 in kind, which would be the public works and building inspections and finance and admin, putting all of those as paid.
This would be, what fund would this be out of? Stormwater.
It would be a 2-year project. We'd be looking at, you could split it over 2 years starting in the next fiscal year.
Should raise the rate.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Things for you to consider. Clean Water Management has only funded about $230,000 in the last few years for each municipality for these kinds of projects. It's not likely that we will get the full amount, the $500,000, but they did say that the governor issued Executive Order 80 on coastal resiliency, so there may be other pockets of money coming to them. They won't know that for a couple of months. So he encouraged me to go ahead and go for the whole amount, but we'll just put a statement in there that the town is certainly amenable to downsizing the project as funding is available for that. So I want to make sure that this is what you want me to continue doing. And if we're going to do clean water, we need to go ahead and do that. So that's why I asked for time here. The last page here is a budget, more of a budget. This will be another collaborative Coastal Federation to help with some educational information, which is disseminating information, which is important for clean water management. And look at these projects as how this can help other municipalities across the state. it something that we can build on? Is there innovation? We're, our innovation is that we're trying to capture more than has been captured in the past. And we'll build in what's called a bypass to glare. I think that's how you pronounce it, the WEIR, that we can, public works can control the flow of the stormwater between the outfall and the dunes during heavy rain events if we think we're having problems with one or the other. Those are the kinds of things that clean water management looks for. How can it be used? Can this technology and engineering information be used in other communities? Again, NC State will be involved, Dr. Virchel, who does a lot of educational events with the stormwater systems that we have in the UK. He comes down here 2 or 3 times a year with Nikki, or his new engineers do his and congressional.
Okay.
Does the grant require us to commit to the match if we receive the grant? I mean, is there something?
You know, if they come back and say they'll fund the whole thing, then it's just like with CAM, that comes back to council. Council has to accept that.
Okay.
And you sign the contract. If they come back with a reduced amount, then it would be up to council again. That would reduce your match.
I know some grants that I've worked with in the past, you had to go ahead and commit that if you get the grant, you're going to provide the match, and it's not legal. Okay.
You can always walk away from the grant. I wouldn't recommend it for future. No. It's not a good.
It's not too good to do. You're right.
And some grants, like CAMA, want council. They want it in the minutes to state that.
Well, this is something that was brought up, that Leighton brought up in one of our Ports and Waterways meetings, that wonder if we were considering more of the projects like we had done, and I told him we had, and that you were working on it. Mm-hmm. It was been discussed. He said that'd be fantastic if y'all could do that.
We've been talking about this for 10 years.
Yeah, it's a big ticket item, but the ones that we have done very well, they perform well, but they are only designed to catch, I think, the first half inch.
Mm-hmm.
These are much larger structures that will go in the ground, but we have the acreage that will be in the dunes strictly. We looked at the parking lots too to see if that would be helpful, but the dunes are where they need to go.
We need, let's say we get the grant. Do we have to go through some type of permission thing with the folks whose dunes we're going to be working in? Or is that our land, state land?
We shouldn't be encroaching on anybody's property. But
we shouldn't?
We have residences there on each side, and you know, they'll want to know what's going on.
Okay. I guess I was thinking of that our access points were already pretty deep, but you're talking about they would go at our access point since. Is that where they're looking at putting these in?
Yes.
Yeah, our access points.
Access, yeah. Those dunes in that area.
Yeah.
So we would, of course, be in the dunes. But this is from, begins at J. J, I'm going to go backwards in the alphabet. I.
T.
G.
Yeah.
Not E, because we don't have an outfall at E. It would be Davis Road. But then F, G, H, I, J.
Okay, so there's an opportunity for 6 locations to have this additional groundwater cleanup before it's discharged essentially into the ocean. So it's $135,000 for our portion if it all happens. So what are some of the views? And we'll ask Arlen last.
I think it's a no-brainer. I think we should do it.
I agree with you.
Well, we got 3. Arlen, what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, there are still funds
in
the stormwater fund. I mean, but
not much.
Just rate.
He'd feel better if we raised the rate today.
And we're not talking about spending the money tomorrow.
Right.
I mean, we're looking at a number of months out at this point. So, it sounds like we could get these funds, and I mean, it sounds great.
I mean,
it's just one of the things that just factors into what we had talked about a little while ago.
Look, I would love to do this. I'm just thinking. What? This is cleanup of discharge. And I guess to some regard, Nancy, it increases the amount of discharge we can handle to keep it clean. Right now,
it will divert a lot of the discharge.
It would divert the discharge.
Rather than through the pipe.
Okay. So then, I guess, is that going to help? Is that going to help the residences, like digging the ditches did, or like changing the pipe from 30 to, that comes 30 to 40 to 30? I mean, is there the same value in, other than the intrinsic value of a responsibility to do this and for the environment? I'm just trying to think about it in that
regard. It should, if I understand how the system works. In heavy rainfall events, it should allow the system to divert the water into the dunes, which causes it to go down the stormwater. Am I saying that right?
It should hold it in the dunes.
It should hold it in the dunes instead of being throttled into pipes. It should go into the dunes and then disperse.
It goes into the rock bed,
mm-hmm.
right? And the water keeps going, and the whatever effluent or whatever stuff is in the water is supposed to go down to the tank. I don't know if you clean the bottom of the tank, or I guess the bottom of the tank's open.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, the bottom of the tank's open. So,
but it should increase our volume of stormwater we can accommodate in a heavy event.
Yes, and well, it also vegetate, it nourishes your dunes. That's one thing we found on the north end, the water in the dunes, staying in the dunes helps with the vegetation growth.
Oh, okay, so then that actually helps with coastal storm damage reduction. Well, in that case, I mean, that's a significant argument.
To me, it's a big deal that DOT has agreed to come to the table. They have to do, they have what's called retrofit money for their stormwater program,
mm-hmm.
for their NPDES permit, I think it is, their stormwater mm-hmm. permit, that they're willing to come and put in money to without asking for any match.
Well, you already got...
They're invested down here. They need to be down here.
Well, you already have three gentlemen in the bag, so I would tell you to proceed.
Can I get a vote or a consensus?
Can we get a motion?
Okay.
I make a motion that we apply for the grant as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second that we apply for the grant. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Thank you,
Nancy.
And I was very, very wrong about the... burying the power lines in Carolina Beach was $15 million.
Oh, is that all? Okay.
Now we're talking.
One thing.
But I did text somebody up there, and that was correct.
One real quick thing, your CAMA grant cycle, we have one open CAMA grant that are waiting on contracts, but the next CAMA grant cycle for applications is due mid-April. If there's anything that you're thinking about or talking about in all your projects, I don't know if you're looking at doing anything with the walkway on Atlantic or your boardwalk.
Mm-hmm.
That's an opportunity there. While I'm in grant mode, I can throw a grant together for that one.
Can we do it?
So if we would look at replacing some of the boardwalk, is that a CAMA grant activity?
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe we should try to.
The first time was it CAMA?
Yes.
Then maybe we should try to go after that. But we would need to tell you how much it is.
Yeah, you would need to tell me which portion or what, or at least maybe by end of February so I could get quotes as to what section you're looking at. If you wanted to use a different material, John, I don't know if we can do impervious concrete or anything along the walkway area from L to N, something that will last longer than what we have than the wood.
That's an interesting, that's a good point of view. That's a good point of view.
Coastal Gray Colony. The cable line runs right along there, and I doubt they would let us pour concrete in there. But
okay, so it would.
You know,
how about more durable product than wood, like Trex?
Trex would be a good one, yeah.
So that product would last longer than wood.
But the bigger problem we're having is below the treads. They make Trex stuff that would serve as a support structure.
Are we talking about the elevated walkway or the one on?
No, at the boardwalk, I think we have infrastructure on the bulkhead issues, don't we? But I know Jimmy had said the walkway from L to N was...
L to N is falling apart, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I know we have some issues right at the bulkhead, right there at K, with my understanding the underpinning to the wood is rotting.
So
we built all that to be replaced easily if we needed to. Right. I'm not familiar with any kind of rotting in that area. call from L to N. I know it's falling apart, but that's the first I've heard about issues right there beside the pier. Other than replacing a board every now and then.
Yeah, but he said when they replace the board, what they're putting, attaching boards to is rotting. So
that's a 4x6 that was put in there on purpose that we can change out just in case that ever happened.
So
it's pretty bolted in.
Do you think going to something like Trex would have greater value than using the type of things you're using now?
Not in that particular.
Not in that area?
No.
Okay.
You just have to accept the fact you're going to have to do it every...
Well, we built it like that on purpose.
Because we knew we
were... That was the big thing, because there used to just be a metal L-bracket that was bolted to the asphalt, and it would pop up. And not pretty and did not work well. And so when we rebuilt all that, we poured concrete ledger in that area and then did through bolts where we could bolt a wood product up to it in order to screw those deck boards down. But we built all of it so that it could be changed out if need be.
And those boards you're talking about bolting through it they're rotting and it's causing the treads to turn up because the screws won't open. So
how long has that been in there, the boardwalk?
2012.
Okay, so you're talking about 8 years.
Yeah, I remember that all of those boards, sand gets in there, it's holding water, and that's probably why. It's continually wet. Doesn't dry out one day after it rains.
Okay, so I think, Nancy, we owe you what we would like to do and how we'd like to do it.
Yeah,
so
if you're interested, I wouldn't miss that cycle. Even though we have an open one, I hope we'll move pretty fast on this one while we get the contracts in. I have the vendors lined up and ready to start. And we should hopefully have that one closed out before they make decisions on the next cycle.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy. You guys, we have consensus on going after that grant? I assume we do.
Yes, I do.
Yep. Okay. All right. Now, instead of taking a break, maybe we'll just finish, if that's okay, and let everybody go home. Council determination, which is goals. Did anybody bring the goals we have today?
We actually never set goals for the current year.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we didn't set goals, but we set, I don't know, we kind of set principles. Remember we had our four statements?
I thought we were just going to continue.
That was the year before.
Let's just continue
what
we're doing.
That was the year before.
The year before.
Yeah. Last year when we got to this point, we kind of ended, that's all.
Okay, well, maybe that the four principles we can have consistent, and for these goals, I guess we could look at my letter that told the town these are the 10 things we're working on. Mm-hmm. If everybody agrees that...
I don't see that we've changed anything that we identified.
That's what it was.
You are a good man. Yeah, right. Work smarter to maintain and improve our quality of life in Curie Beach, improved parking. That was how we were going to do that. Still on it. Upgrade systems such as water meter and billing. Oh. Work on Department of Defense land use plan to retain assets. Gosh, I didn't know we were doing so well.
How did we get so productive?
What did you write this yesterday?
Actually, no.
Ensure the integrity of town financial data and maintain financial stability. Bring a construction project on time and at cost.
It's a year we're well past that.
Be fiscally responsible. You did it. Improve long-term planning. Well, maybe that's a question mark. Review ordinances for enforcement process. Work to do there. Room occupancy tax maintenance. We still do that. I still write my letter occasionally. Enable an optimum working environment for staff to produce high levels of service to the public. Town hall space. And ensure policies are fair. Keep morale up. I think we've done a couple things to help in some areas. And in fire with the new rates. With the shift differentials. Adding some staff. working Arlen to death.
Bless you.
And of course, Karen. Provide all departments with the support to maintain a safe working and living environment. Support the camera program, adding cameras again, and use technology to multiply abilities, and we're doing that as well. Gosh, that's actually, it's a pretty good list. Some of them we might should update. Anybody want to take a look at these? We'll look at them, John.
I heard what you said, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some of them we can take off, some of them we can actually take off the list and...
And add to them?
And add to. I mean, we got the land use plan.
We got the land use plan, we've got the drainage work, right?
Updating our stormwater improvements.
We've got the improvements on the beach, which are the handicap, right, grant? Looking for a grant, we could add the grant for new water. What the heck do we call that stuff on the beach? those receptacles that hold the water. We just talked about them.
Infiltration system.
Infiltration system, thank you. So there's a couple we could add to that. You know what? I'll take, so everybody can go home, I'll probably take a pass at this with the guys and see if we can. We'll stick with the four main and add a couple work items under it that we expect to achieve. But I'm kind of happy with the progress against these, but this was 2 years ago. Well, we might not be fast, but we were good.
We're steady.
Okay. Anybody else have anything they want to say? We have a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you all. Actually, it was very, very good meeting.
Ed, ask you a question.